night flights. Then, the malls say, the only airport here was Heston, where Mr. Chamberlain took off for Munich. They had heard the peaceful cough of his pistons from their greenhouse, whose bleared panes crack with Boeings now, so I can't hear their words about the war, but see the rough remains of their shelter and the stone cover to their well and wish. But my parents' fear permits me only to dream of those unseen dark places. Night flights wink into the west across our hawthorn hedge, towards a heath silence has stamped out like something obscene. I go to bed, and with a tightening chest lie there, wait, listen, and invent a myth.